Some rules for holy living are found in Colossians 3. Paul told them in verses 9 and 10, "Do not lie." This is a very serious concern for all society and certainly something Christians should avoid. Brother David Johnson will use the words "do not lie" for his sermon topic on this Words of Life program. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers sponsor this program so that we can share the good news of Jesus. We now praise our Lord with song. O Lord, we are thankful for you as you lift us out of the depths of sin through Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much. Lord, we pray that you will bless each of our listeners with the convictions for salvation. We also trust you for the blessings of health that they need. They also need your peace and provisions. Throughout the world, there are people who are working for you in faith. Lord, please protect them from persecution and opposition from Satan. In our busy lives, it is not easy to always keep in mind that Jesus is going to return for his church. Please help us to be mindful of this and ready. And thank you for hearing us today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled, Do Not Lie.
It's great to be with you again as we look into the Word of God, and that His Word and His will would be part of our lives, a major part as we strive to honor the Lord in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. The title for the lesson is, Do Not Lie. And our primary text is in the New Testament, the Epistle to the Colossian Church, Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 10. Please listen to the Word of God. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its Creator. This is the Word and will of God for each one of us. The midterm elections in America are over. The final results have been tabulated and certified. Finally, the political ads and speeches that sometimes, even often, misrepresented or stretched the truth are winding down, at least for a season. It seems lying and deceit have become almost virtues rather than the vices that they are. Promise makers are usually not promise keepers. We know the difference between tall tales versus telling outright lies. Consider, for example, someone named Charles Porter of Odin, Indiana, in America, which is in the northern Daviess County of southwestern Indiana, who at one time was considered the world champion of tall tales. We'll call it Hoosier humor. As a sample, he stated, quote, "It was so hot last summer that you could take a frozen hamburger patty out of the freezer, toss it into the air, and when it came down, it was cooked as well done. But you had to be careful not to toss it up too high, because if and you did, it came down burnt. Also, this winter was so cold here one night that my thermometer knocked on the door and wanted to come in. So cold that my red barn turned blue. And one time, here in Odin, Indiana, lightning bugs and mosquitoes got crossed together so as to have gotten dangerous to go out after dark. Because the mosquitoes had lights to search you out in the dark and drain you of your blood." End of quote. These are tall tales. Humor, even as tall tales, are understood as entertainment, or even as exaggeration, hyperbole, which means exaggeration, as a figure of speech. Even Jesus the Christ used hyperbole when he said, for example, "It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God," as found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18 and verse 25. Obviously, it is impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. So what Jesus meant, using exaggeration, was that it is mighty difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. However, it's not impossible, as it reveals in the scripture. Abraham in the Old Testament was a wealthy man in flocks and herds and livestock and in servants and slaves and what have you. And yet, I'm sure everyone would understand and accept the reality, the truth, that Abraham is saved and will enter the kingdom of God. And in the New Testament, Joseph of Arimathea was a wealthy man. Even though he was a secret disciple of the Lord Jesus, he also will enter the kingdom of God. And so Jesus used exaggeration to drive home his point as to how difficult it is for the rich who make money and possessions, wealth, like a god. And the more you have, the more it can be a snare, a trap, a pitfall, especially for the very rich. But serious lying and deceit have made truth a joke of another kind. Few can be trusted to tell the truth. Our courthouse dockets of cases are overburdened in large measure because truth, and nothing but the truth, is becoming all but obsolete and has been for millennia. God hates lying. A short survey in the scriptures confirms this. For example, in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16 and following says in part, "There are six things the Lord hates, which includes a lying tongue and a false witness who pours out lies." God hates this. Also, in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 22, it says in part, "The Lord detests lying lips." In the New Testament, the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8 says, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Now, many would probably not include liars with murderers and idolaters. But to God, liars are equally despicable and doomed if not repentant and putting faith in the Lord God. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9, it says in part, "Do not lie to each other." This here is in the form of a command from God. It's not a suggestion, but a command. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25 states in part, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor." That is, speaking consistently truthfully in an is an evidence of a changed heart, of a changed mind. Consider Colossians chapter 3 and verses 9b through verse 10. "Since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator." To put on the new self as born-again baptized believers means that we make the effort to match our conduct to our faith. Verbal sin is an area we often all struggle with. Half-truths, spinning the truth to accommodate our positions and circumstances, is not godliness. There are no little white lies. They are all big black lies to God. We should all endeavor to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is what God desires of us. Mark Twain, the American humorist and writer, once insightfully quipped, quote, "If you always tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory," end of quote. Well, why is that? Because when we tell falsehoods or half-truths, we can easily forget later how we tainted the whole truth. We need a good memory. Often, many contend that it is permissible to lie so as not to hurt somebody. That is not God's way. If we can't tell the truth, it's best not to say anything at all. Lying can destroy trust. Lying and deceit can fracture families and friendships. When we are tempted to lie, especially regularly, we should remember the serious words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 44. You belong to your father, the devil. You want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. We certainly should not want to have as our native language a lying tongue. Lying and deceit can become habit-forming. The world tends to admire deception if one can get away with it. But lying always eventually catches up with us and usually leads to other sins that only compounds our consequences, negative consequences, compounds ungodliness, snowballs our sin. Dr. Leonard Keeler, inventor of the lie detector, in his research, based on the study of more than 25,000 people, has concluded that most people are basically dishonest. That is also the testimony of Scripture. Consider in the Old Testament, the Hebrew prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17 and verse 9, it says in part, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure." Jesus stated also in the Gospel of Mark, in the New Testament, chapter 7 and verse 21, "For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly." We may call lying and deceit a slip of the tongue. However, it's much, much deeper than that. God calls it a slip of the heart, the very center and core of our very being, not honoring God. It's a slip of the heart to be deceitful, to lie, to spin the truth. Lying and deceit can become so ingrained that many may even lie to and deceive ourselves, themselves. For example, "It doesn't hurt me. I'm not sensitive." Or, "I don't care what people say about me. I can stop that anytime I want. I have never, ever lied in any way." Or, "I promise I'll pray for you." We can even deceive ourselves. Instead, we must strive to be as described in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. "You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." This is God's will, by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, for the born-again baptized believer. We have the power, the persuasion within us, if we do not quench the Holy Spirit. If we yield instead to the Holy Spirit and seek to be the kinds of sons and daughters of God with a pure heart, with holy lips, seeking to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th United States president, and he had a nickname that he earned. It was Honest Abe. He was a man of character long before he became president. For example, At age 24, Abraham Lincoln was postmaster of the New Salem, Illinois post office. This post office closed in 1836, but it took several years before an accounts agent from Washington, D.C., the capital, came to settle all accounts. He found, did this accounts agent, that $17 was due. Young Abe produced the $17 in a yellowed bag he had kept those several years. We need more honest politicians. We need more honest people. We as Christians certainly need to be honest, and we certainly need more truth in this world. In America, the USA Today newspaper has reported that according to polls, Americans lie and are lied to much more than we realize. These are the statistics. According to the USA Today newspaper, 36% tell dark lies. 86% lie regularly to parents. 75% lie to friends. 73% lie to siblings or brothers and sisters. 69% lie to spouses. 81% lie about feelings. 43% lie about income. 40% lie about sex. So the grand tally is about 91% of Americans lie routinely in some way or fashion. Christians must follow Jesus. Jesus is the truth. Jesus often soberly stated, "I tell you the truth," not meaning that he ever lied. He most certainly did not lie, never deceived. "I tell you the truth," or "Verily, verily, I say unto thee," means, Jesus meant, "This is important. Listen up as to what I'm fixing to say. I tell you the truth." It is also vitally important that we strive to speak the truth and nothing but the truth, not to lie. Truth is godliness, seeking to honor God with our thoughts that come out with our words and often our deeds. As we seek to be honest, as we seek to be the kind of people that people can trust in all of our relationships, beginning with God and with all that we deal with.
The gates shall never close to the city foursquare. There life's crystal river flows, and there is no night there. God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fears. And they count the time by years, for there is no night there.
There may be no sunshine bright in the city four square, for the lamp is all the light, and there is no night there.
They count not time by years, for there is no night there.
The sermon that we have just heard is based upon the Word of God. God is to be praised for this. God's Word teaches that we are to be Christians, basing our lives on our Lord. If you are not yet a Christian, we encourage you to make this important decision today. If we can help you in spiritual matters, please contact us at the addresses that will be given soon. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, simply ask for broadcast number 1905. That's 1905. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.